We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow night in Brooklyn, one of the most anticipated opening nights I can certainly remember as a Net fan, as the Nets host the Minnesota Timberwolves. And joining us right now, the head coach, beginning, believe it or not, his fourth year now as the head coach of this team. Coach Kenny Atkinson. Coach, Evan, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Evan and Joe, hey, thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it.
Now, I want to warn you, all right, this interview is going to be mostly positive. Why wouldn't it be? All right, Kevin Durant basically said he picked Brooklyn because of you.
And he haven't lost a game yet.
Yeah, you haven't lost the game yet. But can I start off with something that has bothered me for a while? All right?
Sure.
Let's go. The playoff game, game two against Philadelphia. All right?
Right.
Why did it take you so long to call a timeout? I mean, it was like the dam was breaking in that second half. They're down by one at halftime. I'm in the building, by the way, Kenny. I'm feeling like, oh my God, can you imagine if we steal game two? So take me through the thinking. Tell me why I'm wrong on why it took you so damn long to call a timeout in that second half as the Sixers are just destroying the Nets. Coach, is that it? We lost them already? One question in. All right.
We had Bethea cut out. Now
are you
Kenny.
Kidding me? And this is a question that's been on my mind for five freaking months. It's not that difficult. What happened, Ernie? Is he there or is he gone? We lost him? All right. I guess we lost him.
We had a great interview with Kenny Atkinson.
It started off so promising.
Oh, my God.
And then it just went to hell in a handbasket.
Ernie's back on the phone. Let's see. Ernie's working on it. And he's working on it.
Well, by the way, so in that game, Nets are up 1-0 in the series. They actually came back, tied the game late in the first half. Right, and then there were a couple of technicals that were called. One, I think actually on Rodion's Karutz. It was a flagrant called on Rodion's. That's what it was. They hit a free throw. They go down by one. And I remember at halftime thinking, hey, they're in this game. They've got a chance. And that second half run by Philadelphia changed the entire complexion of the series. Joel Embiid is hitting jump shots. Tobias Harris was doing whatever the heck he wanted. It was unbelievable.
We got him. The coach is back.
It was the question that bad, Coach?
Is that why you cut out, Coach? You don't want to answer it?
Apologize. No, duly noted. Agree with you. And should have done better. Should have called the timeout.
Really? Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah. Now you've disarmed me completely. What am I supposed to say?
No, you got to own it. I think you got to own it. And I think that's part of, you talk about players developing, right, and going through playoff battles. I think that was, overall, I was pleased with the staff and how we handled the playoff, but we could have done better there, definitely.
Mm. How does it feel to be in a position you're in now? Last year, you have this year, you have this terrible start, then you go on this big run, and you wind up, you win 42 games, you get in the playoffs, and wow, oh my God, what a terrific year for the Nets, even though you go out in the first round to Philly and all of that. Now, it's a different world. I mean, obviously, Durant's not there yet, but you do have Kyrie all year, and now there's an expectation level with your team. So it's a different dynamic for you, Coach. I mean, how about that as you approach this season?
I just look at it as an exciting challenge. Obviously, the stakes have been raised a little bit. I'm still a little surprised that there are people, predicting that we're going to win 36 games, 38 games, especially all those analytics models, right?
Right.
Correct. So, yes, there's an expectation, but I think from our point of view, there's a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. I think that there's a lot of people out there saying we're not to be that good.
Right.
So, we added Kyrie, we added Torian Prince, who we just signed for a longer term deal, who I think is going to be really good. So, internally we're saying, man, we got to be better. We got to be better than last year. And let's be honest, last year we weren't great. We were a little above average. So we understand, like, we have a long way to go. And yes, I think it's trending in a positive direction. I think we're going to be better. I think we're getting better, but still a long way to go.
So last year, one of the games that defined the season was the Houston game. What a game that was. And what I remember is you benched D'Angelo Russell, and you did that a lot early in the season. You basically said, look, I'm playing Spencer Dinwiddie right now. We're running with him. Are you able to do the same thing with a guy like Kyrie Irving, or are you going to have to change your approach on when guys sit and when guys play? Because I felt last year you'd said, hey, you ain't playing well. Your butt's on the bench. And that Rocket game was orchestrated with him, by the way, cheering everybody on, which was great. And I think that's a part of the compliment for Russell. But are you going to be able to do that again?
Man, you guys don't mess around. You go right to the, you know, the hardest question. yes, I think there's, you do have to draw a line in the sand in terms of your non-negotiables and what you can accept and what you can. There's certain things, and if any player is, you know, repeatedly making a mistake in an area or it's a hustle situation, I just think there are situations where it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we did it with D'Angelo last year. Sometimes it was take him out for two possessions, talk to him, and then send him back in.
Right.
Which is them understanding in game that what's important to us and that we have to, you know, we have to abide by our principles and values, and we do it with everybody. I continue to, you know, I'm going to continue to do it.
Coach, how tough were you? Look, D'Angelo was such a major part of your team last year. He had a great year, probably the best player on the team last year. How difficult was it to have to say goodbye to him?
Difficult. We became close. I really respected how much he improved, how much he helped us, how much he helped us get to the playoffs. So, you know, it just becomes a bond. And it wasn't just with D'Angelo, Ed Davis, and DeMar Carroll. Those guys, you know, those guys have really helped us. Propelled us to the playoffs, man. You become close with those guys, especially during a special season like that, where really the chemistry was really incredible. So, it was tough, but that's part of this business, you know. You got to move on. We have a new squad, and now we have to search for our identity.
Mm. We're talking to Coach Kenny Atkinson. So you and Sean Marks, since the beginning, I'll never forget you sitting Brooke Lopez for maintenance days, even though the team was going nowhere. And I admit it sort of drove me nuts. But after these years, I'm getting it. I'm understanding why you guys keep minutes to kind of a limit. I was looking at last year, Coach. I mean, you already know this. I'm not giving you new information. I think there were only two guys who averaged 30 minutes per game on this team. I'm looking at Kyrie Irving's history. Now, Kyrie's got a history of, you know, he's had knee issues, he's had injuries, but he also plays more than that. He plays 33, 34 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see the Kyrie Irving as a net, you know, playing 29 and a half minutes, 30 minutes, kind of keeping him to this system that you guys have had? Or do you see yourself kind of expanding more towards what Kyrie has done in his career, and that's playing closer to 33, 34 minutes? How do you see that shaking out?
Listen, I do think the better players have, you know, you have to play them more. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's certain, you know, elite players in this league that you have to play more. That being said, I think we're going to be smart.
Mm.
And I think we're going to think long term. We're going to think, hey, you know, down the line, what does this look like? Long term health for him and kind of long term performance for the Nets. So if that means, he plays a little less than he did in the past, and then so be it. But, you know, we have a group, you know, you guys know how it works now, like a sports science group, a performance group, that advises you on these situations. But it's not like that's set in stone. I think it's a conversation between me, the performance team, and Kyrie, and I think we'll find the right place. But I think as long as you're thinking about the players' long-term health at the end of the day, they get it. So we'll see where this ends up. It should be interesting.
What's your vibe from him now, all right? Because, you know, we know what his reputation was in Boston, and now it's a new beginning. It's a new place. What's your vibe now from Kyrie Irving getting to work with him as his head coach the last couple of weeks during camp?
Cool vibe. He's just cool. I think he's a cool character. I think, we're starting to build our relationship. He has asked, you know, he's done everything we've asked. He's competed his tail off. He obviously had that little setback with getting the inadvertent elbow in the face. But, he's been really, really, really good. And again, our relationship is going to take a while to completely get on the same page, but very pleased so far.
Talking to the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, of course, Kenny Atkinson, to get ready to open the season tomorrow against the Timberwolves. at home. You know, a guy on your team that's really, I think he's got a chance to be a tremendous player is Caris LeVert. I mean, how about him? I mean, you watch him sometimes, man, he looks like a guy that could really take a game over. He has that kind of ability. How about him, Coach?
Yeah, if you guys remember in the beginning of last year, he had a stretch, you know, before he got injured. You know, he had 10 games where he's playing at an all-star level. And then I kind of felt at the end of the year, and you look at that Philly series, he was probably our best player. So he's done it in kind of short sound bites, short sample sizes. You know, the challenge for him now is to do it, for a whole season and then multiple seasons on top of that. But as far as the talent, the desperate kind of attitude to get better and be really good, you know, we need one of these guys, one of our young guys, to step up and kind of create a big three. I keep saying that, for us to really,
right,
really explode. Kyrie's going to be great. I think Kevin's going to be great when he comes back. You know, can we get another guy that can get in that ring, you know, that elite ring? And I think Caris, he's got the potential to do it. And he showed it in flashes. You just got to do it more consistently.
So we're all fascinated about Kevin Durant. Like, he's a fascinating guy, especially why he came here. I still can't believe it. I got to tell you, as a lifelong Net fan, I still find it really hard to believe that Kevin Durant is here. But how about how he put you over, Coach? Oh, my God. He searched you on YouTube. He's watching your vibe in your interviews. He loved what he heard. Was that the first you heard of that when Kevin was telling that to everybody at his press conference?
No, so that's why I'm shocked he came, too. He did all his research.
Right, right.
You know, you're like, man, the deeper they look, you know, the more flaws they could find. And listen, I think it's flattering that he said that, but I think you guys know. I think how this works. I think he wanted to be in New York. I think he wanted to play with Kyrie. I think he wanted to be with the Nets. I think it's more about he kind of felt the momentum of this organization really starting to really trend upwards. I think it's more of that than me, and I'm 99% sure of that. There were a lot of other factors there for him choosing us, but I agree with you. I was really surprised too that he chose us.
Coach, I know you got to run. One real quick one though.
Sure.
Any shot seeing Durant playing this year?
As of now, no. So that's kind of where we are. So
okay.
Just remember, if I'm criticizing you, it's all in love, all right, man?
He loves you.
I love you.
Can I say this, too? I just want to say this, Coach, and I love my partner, but there were times in the early days when you were coaching a team, he wasn't so thrilled.
Oh, I was killing you. Early last year, Coach.
Coach, he wasn't so thrilled, Coach.
I was screaming every day, why won't this guy play Caruts? I don't understand it. So trust me. Yeah, that was true.
Listen, I think you have to earn it. And you guys got to be open. It's like with our player, with the players, you got to be open, honest. You got to tell them. You got to hit them. Hit them straight forward, otherwise they won't trust you. So you guys keep doing your thing.
That's why the first thing I had to ask you about was the playoff game, because that drove me nuts. But, hey, you said it. You got to build off it, right? You got to learn from it.
Build off it. Got to get better.
Hey, let's do this thing. I'm so pumped up for this season, especially as a fan of the Jets and the Mets. So let's go. All right, Coach?
Let's go.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Kenny Atkinson, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.